Welcome, dear listeners, to Philosophy Crossroads, where we delve into the intricate tapestry of philosophy and its intersections with other disciplines. Today, we're exploring a theme at the heart of ethical discussion, the distinction between cognitivism and non-cognitivism in metaethics. These concepts help us understand what exactly we're doing when we make moral statements. Are we stating facts that can be true or false, or are we merely expressing our feelings and attitudes? Let's begin by clarifying what we mean by cognitivism and non-cognitivism. At its core, cognitivism is the idea that moral statements, like stealing is wrong, are claims that can be true or false. This means they are assertions about the world that express beliefs and can be verified or falsified. For example, if someone says, "Helping the needy is good," under cognitivism, this statement is making a factual claim about the world that, in principle, could be proven true or false. In contrast, non-cognitivism suggests that when we make moral statements, we are not actually making statements that are true or false in any factual sense. Instead, we are expressing our emotional responses or issuing commands. So when someone says stealing is wrong, according to non-cognitivism, they are not stating a fact about the world, but perhaps expressing disapproval of stealing or commanding others not to steal. This debate is central to understanding moral philosophy because it shapes how we think about the nature of moral judgments and ethical arguments. Are we debating truths akin to discussing scientific facts, or are we merely expressing and influencing feelings and attitudes? Both of these perspectives have profound implications for how we engage in moral discourse and what we seek to achieve through ethical discussions. As we dive deeper, we'll explore the philosophical underpinnings and arguments that support each view, aiming to illuminate the intricate ways in which they shape our understanding of moral language. Cognitivism holds a key position in the study of metaethics, suggesting that moral statements are capable of being true or false because they describe properties or facts about the world. To understand this better, let's delve into the arguments and philosophical foundations that support this perspective. One of the main arguments in favor of cognitivism is the assertion that moral statements are truth apt, meaning they are the kind of statements that are either true or false. Consider the statement, "It is wrong to lie." Under cognitivism, this is not just an expression of disapproval towards lying. Rather, it asserts a fact about the action of lying, which can be assessed for truthfulness based on moral standards or norms. This viewpoint aligns with how we often use moral language in everyday discussions. When people debate whether certain actions are right or wrong, they typically treat their assertions as propositions that can be argued for or against using logical reasoning. For example, if someone argues that helping the poor is good because it reduces suffering, they are not just saying that they have positive feelings about helping the poor. They are making a claim that can be supported by evidence and reasoning about the effects of such actions. Philosophers who advocate for cognitivism often rely on the notion of logical consistency and inference. They point out that moral arguments can be structured in ways that are logically valid and sound. For instance, if we accept the premises all acts of kindness are morally good, and helping an elderly person across the street is an act of kindness, we can logically conclude that helping an elderly person across the street is morally good. This capacity for moral statements to participate in logical syllogisms underpins the cognitivist claim that such statements are truth apt. Prominent theories within cognitivism, such as moral naturalism and ethical rationalism, further explore these ideas. Moral naturalism, for example, argues that moral properties are natural properties, like psychological or physical properties, which can be observed and studied empirically. Ethical rationalism, on the other hand, suggests that moral truths are knowable through the use of reason alone, much like mathematical truths. Philosophers like Dizier Muir have significantly contributed to this field. Moir's open question argument challenges the idea that moral properties can be reduced to natural properties, thus pushing the boundaries of how we understand these concepts within cognitivism. As we consider these perspectives, it's crucial to recognize the depth and rigor with which cognitivism addresses the nature of moral discourse. it posits that our ethical conversations are not mere exchanges of feelings, but you're grounded in assertions that aim to describe some aspect of the world accurately. This approach not only enriches our philosophical understanding of ethics, but also enhances the precision and meaningfulness of our moral judgments. Shifting focus to non-cognitivism, this meta-ethical view challenges the notion that moral statements are about factual truths. Instead, non-cognitivists argue that when we make moral judgments, we're essentially expressing emotional responses or issuing commands, rather than stating facts that could be true or false. To understand non-cognitivism, let's first explore its foundational idea. Moral statements are expressions of our emotions or imperatives that aim to influence behavior, not assertions that describe the world. Take the statement, "Stealing is wrong." Under non-cognitivism, this isn't a factual claim but an expression of disapproval towards stealing, or a directive telling others not to steal. The philosophical roots of non-cognitivism trace back to the emotivism of A.J. Ayer and the prescriptivism of R.M. Hare, each providing a unique perspective on how moral language functions. Emotivism, for instance, posits that moral statements simply express our emotional reactions and nothing more. So when someone says charity is good, according to emotivism, they are not stating a fact about charity but merely expressing positive feelings toward it. Prescriptivism takes a slightly different approach by emphasizing that moral statements function as prescriptions. They are not just expressions of emotion, but are intended to influence behavior or prescribe actions. For example, the statement, "One ought to be honest," is seen not as a description of honesty, but as an instruction or command to act honestly. These theories highlight a critical aspect of moral discourse according to non-cognitivism. It is primarily about influencing attitudes and behaviors rather than establishing truths. This perspective offers a significant shift from the traditional view of moral philosophy as a domain concerned with discovering moral facts. It suggests instead that ethics is more about navigating our emotional and social lives. The expressivist argument is a key pillar of non-cognitivism and has evolved over time. Modern expressivists like Simon Blackburn and Alan Gibbard have advanced this theory by arguing that moral statements express our attitudes and also propose them for others to adopt. For instance, saying killing animals for sport is wrong not only expresses disapproval of the act but also suggests that others should share this disapproval. The implications of non-cognitivism are profound, as they reshape our understanding of moral arguments and ethical discussions. If moral statements do not aim to describe the world but to express feelings and influence behaviors, this affects how we engage with ethical issues and debate moral questions. It positions moral philosophy not as a quest for objective truths, but as a complex interplay of influencing and understanding human emotions and actions. Through this exploration of non-cognitivism, we see an entirely different landscape of moral philosophy, one that emphasizes the expressive and prescriptive nature of moral language. This view challenges us to reconsider the purpose and function of our moral deliberations, inviting a deeper reflection on how we communicate our ethical beliefs and values. The cognitivism versus non-cognitivism debate does not just contribute to theoretical discussions in philosophy. It has practical implications for how we conduct moral discourse and what we consider the goals of such discussions to be. To fully appreciate these implications, let's delve into the philosophical debates and challenges each view presents. One of the pivotal challenges for non-cognitivists is the Fricke-Gesch problem, also known as the embedding problem. This issue arises when moral statements are used in complex sentences, like conditional statements, without necessarily expressing a standalone emotional state or command. For instance, if someone asserts, "If stealing is wrong, then encouraging it is wrong," they are not directly expressing an emotion or issuing a command. Instead, they are making a logical connection between two propositions. Cognitivists argue that this use of moral language in logical constructions demonstrates that moral statements are capable of being true or false, hence supporting the truth-apt nature of ethical discourse that non-cognitivism seems to struggle with. This problem illustrates a fundamental aspect of moral language, its ability to function logically within arguments. Non-cognitivists have responded to this challenge in various ways. Contemporary non-cognitivists like Blackburn and Gibbard suggest that, while moral statements express emotional attitudes, these attitudes can be complex enough to be embedded within logical structures, thus retaining the expressive function while accommodating logical consistency. On the other side, cognitivism brings its own set of philosophical implications. By treating moral statements as truth-apt, cognitivism supports a view of moral discourse as a form of inquiry, similar to scientific investigation, where arguments are assessed based on evidence and logical reasoning. This approach underlines the importance of rational consistency and coherence in ethical discussions, and the belief that through rational debate we can arrive at moral truths or justified moral beliefs. However, this view is not without its critics. Non-cognitivists argue that by focusing on the truth conditions of moral statements, cognitivists overlook the essentially persuasive and expressive nature of moral language. They suggest that moral discourse primarily aims to influence behavior and foster social cohesion, rather than to discover objective truths. These debates highlight a fundamental tension in ethics between understanding morality as a domain of knowledge akin to science, where objective truths can be discovered through reason, and viewing morality as fundamentally about influencing human behavior and emotions through persuasive use of language. As we reflect on these perspectives, we are invited to consider the purpose of our moral conversations. Are we seeking truths about how to live and what to value? Or are we primarily negotiating our relationships and social norms through expressive and persuasive language? Each view offers a different insight into the nature of ethical discussions and challenges us to think critically about the role of philosophy in everyday life. This exploration of the implications of cognitivism and non-cognitivism not only deepens our understanding of philosophical theory, but also enriches our practical engagement with ethical issues, providing a richer canvas on which to paint our discussions of right and wrong, to further enrich our understanding of the practical applications of the cognitivism and non-cognitivism debate. Let's consider how these theories interpret and guide our responses to real-world moral dilemmas. Engaging with practical examples helps illuminate the strengths and limitations of each perspective and highlights the relevance of these meta-ethical views to everyday moral decisions. Take, for instance, the ethical dilemma of lying to protect someone's feelings. From a cognitivist perspective, the statement, "It is wrong to lie," would be evaluated for its truth based on objective moral standards or principles. Cognitivists might argue that lying is inherently wrong because it violates principles of honesty and trust, which are fundamental to social cohesion and mutual respect. Thus, even in cases where lying might prevent hurt feelings, a cognitivist could argue that the moral truth of the importance of honesty outweighs the potential benefits of lying. In contrast, a non-cognitivist might approach this dilemma differently. Since non-cognitivists see moral statements as expressions of emotional responses or prescriptive commands rather than statements of fact, they would focus on the emotions and intentions behind the action rather than its adherence to objective moral truths. A non-cognitivist might argue that saying "it is wrong to lie" in this context expresses a negative emotional response to the idea of deception, but could be overridden by a stronger emotional response to the idea of causing emotional distress. Thus, they might conclude that in this specific situation, lying could be considered acceptable or even morally required, as it aligns with the values of compassion and empathy. Another example can be drawn from debates over environmental conservation. A cognitivist might argue that statements like "we ought to protect endangered species" are true because they reflect an objective moral duty to preserve biodiversity and maintain ecological balance. This duty could be justified through rational arguments about the long-term benefits of conservation for human well-being and the intrinsic value of nature. On the other hand, a non-cognitivist might focus on the emotional and prescriptive aspects of environmental advocacy. They might view statements about conservation as expressions of care for the planet or as calls to action intended to inspire and mobilize collective efforts. From this viewpoint, ethical discussions about the environment are less about uncovering objective truths and more about rallying people to share an emotional commitment to protecting nature. These examples demonstrate how cognitivism and non-cognitivism can lead to different interpretations and responses to moral issues. By applying these theories to real-world scenarios, we can see how they not only influence philosophical debates but also shape practical ethical decision-making. Whether advocating for objective moral truths or emphasizing the expressive and motivational aspects of moral language, both perspectives offer valuable insights into the complexities of navigating moral landscapes. As we conclude this exploration, it's clear that the debate between cognitivism and non-cognitivism enriches our understanding of moral philosophy. It challenges us to consider what we are really doing when we engage in moral discourse. Are we discovering truths about how to live? Or are we negotiating our social and emotional lives? By reflecting on these questions, we gain a deeper appreciation for the diverse ways in which ethics can be understood and practiced, highlighting the profound impact of philosophical inquiry on our everyday lives.